Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So, celebration of Mexican victory over French forces at the Battle of Puebla. OTD 1862. Cinco de Mayo. Parades.
Yeah.
Food. Music. Yeah. Day drinking. Whatnot. Celebrate responsibly. So right after Star Wars Day.
Yes.
Cinco de Mayo. Oh, great.
Well, you got to have something for every day, really, yeah, to mark the passing of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing.
Good balance. The Twitter question, at KFH Radio. You want to vote and retweet to the masses? This kind of in honor of Alcides Escobar signing a minor league deal with the Royals yesterday. Which Royals number two you got? All-time number twos for the Royals. Onyx Concepcion, Michael A. Taylor, currently. Alcides, or Freddy Patek?
Ooh, Freddy Patek makes that tough, you would think.
You would
but
think.
But really, it's Esky.
And it is Esky.
It's Esky.
And I think a lot of my followers are just trolling me, voting for Alcides Escobar. That's fine. That's what you're doing out there. 47.6%. Freddy Patek, 40.8%. And honestly, when you're talking about production, wearing number two, it's pretty much Freddy Patek, and that's it.
Yes.
Because you got Alcides from 11 to 18. Coco Crisp wore it for 1 year.
God, Coco Crisp.
He's a former Royal, yes.
Oh, my God. Joey I forgot about him.
Joey Gathright wore it for 2 years.
Hmm.
John Buck wore it for 2 years.
A catcher was number two?
Yeah. Now,
wow.
I got a feeling he eventually wore something else. Right? He wasn't just...
I don't know. Was he number two in Toronto, too? As well?
You know, he might have been.
Two. Too many twos.
Two as well, yes.
He had a couple of decent years in Toronto, didn't he?
Made an all-star game.
It seemed, yeah, that's right. My memory of him was that he was better after he left Kansas City.
Hit some bombs. Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah.
And then you had Jed Hansen, Tim Spear, Bob Melvin, 1992.
Ah.
Steve Jeltz. Angel Salazar. Remember him?
I remember Angel Salazar. And Steve Jeltz was a KU guy.
I forgot that.
I think. Yeah.
Went on
I'm
to
pretty sure that's right.
Bigger and better things, I feel like, with the Phillies as opposed to the Royals,
yep,
either before or after. And I didn't realize Kurt Bevacqua had a minute with the Royals, too, in the 73 and 74 season. There are your all-time number twos. Kind of a forgettable bunch, besides Freddy Patek and
yeah, really,
Esky.
Yeah, very.
Chris Owings,
very.
Umberto Arteaga, that was
Chris Owings. Now on the injured list with the Rockies after a really kind of good start to the season. Which is how bad the Rockies are, that Chris Owings was a part of a good start to the season.
He split yesterday in a kind of a wild one.
It was bizarre. Did you see that?
I did.
Giants scored 10 in the first or whatever it was.
Correct.
It was absurd.
Yep.
Marquez didn't even make it past two outs.
John Buck most famously wore uniform number 14.
Ah, okay.
I knew it was something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
He changed it to 14, and then, he was with Toronto, Florida. He made an All-Star game with Toronto at 29, right after he left the Royals. And then Florida, which turned into Miami, the Mets, the Pirates, the Seahawks, Seattle, and the Angels for five games in 2014. It's been 7 years since he played a game. Can you believe that?
No.
I can't either. I feel like it's just a couple of years ago. John Buck, if you need him. Seventh rounder by the Astros in 1998.
There's only one 14 that I really think about.
Pinella?
Pete Rose.
Pinella, 41 as a
manager. Oscar Robertson was 14, though, wasn't he? I think Robertson might have been 14.
No.
Ernie Banks.
Ernie Banks was, yep.
Ernie Banks was. I think Bob Cousy, no.
Oh, nope.
Yeah.
I think you're onto something there. I think Cousy wore 14.
I think Cousy was 14.
Oscar Robertson was number one.
Damn right he was.
But wait a second. I'm seeing 14 here. So maybe before he got famous or good, he was 14.
I think he was 14 in Cincinnati.
With Cincinnati. There you go.
Yeah.
Or you're right.
I thought that
recollection is of number one, but he was 14 once upon a time.
Surely there's a receiver that's 14.
DK Metcalf wears 14.
Ah, well, that's a pretty damn good one, isn't it?
You see he's going to run track in addition to play football? Yeah, I want him.
One thing, I'm going to get out of his lane. He is a monstrous human being.
We were talking about him last night on the show, on the drive. He's 6'4", 230, and runs a 4.33.
And has about, 3% body fat,
I was going to say, I'd run shirtless.
Oh, my God.
Just pin the number to my chest. I'll run without a shirt on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that dude.
What a freak.
So.
A good way.
Total freak.
When we come back, we'll talk NBA. Ben Golliver, Washington Post, also has a book. It's called Bubble Ball. What was it like? The NBA saved its season by going to the bubble. And we'll go to the source. Ben Golliver, NBA Talk, next.